This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
He's more to me than my boyfriend.
Well, I'm baby daddy now.
Yeah but I don't want to call you baby daddy. So I told him recently that I want to be engaged rest of my life.
Are you like scared of the idea of marriage?
Of commitment?
I'm just like kind of a realistic person in the sense that we never know where things are going to go. Like, what if we, I don't know, it's so hard.
We came to each other and we're like, this isn't working out. We should probably separate.
And then he moved out. I knew I wanted to get back together.
The second time was a little different. I think we both had the same.
We broke up 2 times, by the way.
This episode is sponsored by Caraway Homes.
What's up, dudes?
And welcome back to the Unplanned Podcast.
Yeah. Why do you always say that part?
You know, I really don't know. It's just always been that way.
It's more your personality. You can totally I'll be honest with you.
I know it's probably premature, but how do you end your podcast? Anything specific?
Peace out, dudes.
Okay, who came up with this? Was it you?
Yeah, when we first started...
Well, it's because I always call Abby dude and people thought that was funny. So then we started.
Ian's come up with the most annoying thing for our YouTube channel.
That's why I brought it up because I don't think it's annoying. I think it's actually pretty good.
What do you say?
Let's see. Okay, so our YouTube is Our Diary of Three.
Okay.
It's going to be different when we have another one because we'll have four. But now, our shortened...
really in the future there.
shortened, it's ODO3, Our Diary of Three. So for the very end of our videos, I say ODO3... Oh, and she
hates it. Because have you ever seen back in the day that guy? He was, what's his name?
Liver King.
Did he get in trouble with steroids or something?
People were like, he got caught
He's the jacked dude I've ever seen in my life.
But Liver King is like this guy. I don't necessarily love him because he eats raw. Well, okay, it's in a humane way, I guess, but he eats like raw meat every single day. Okay. Like, hearts, but like butts,
liver,
yeah. Everything.
Butts.
He eats anything from an animal. Well, everything.
You guys have never had pork butt? Are you guys not from like the Midwest where people eat pork butt?
No, all I eat is this corn. Oh, you can't see it. I have corn tattooed on me. Corn.
But his basically at the end of his videos, he goes Liver King out, and he started doing it for art. So I'm like, no, I don't want to be associated with Liver King.
Make it so much extra. He just says like Liver King out.
Here, I would be honored to have Liver King on the podcast.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
and eat some raw butt.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I would. I don't know if I'd do the ODO3 out right there.
I didn't mean it like that.
You said some weird stuff, dude. He said he wanted boobs earlier.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that, you guys.
You
know what's
funny? You always put your foot in your mouth.
I do. I really. Why are we having a podcast? I'm gonna get myself in trouble. I think it's so funny though. I feel like we could call ourselves the Tatted Up Gang because all of us have tats. Did you guys know that? We're all tatted up. I noticed that you have a sleeve. I noticed you have some tats, and we have tats too.
No,
We have matching tattoos. You ready to show them? 3, 2, 1.
This is so weird. Why are you always counting down?
I knew it was going to be there.
Oh my gosh.
Dude?
That's it, dude?
What does yours say?
Dude.
Yep.
Whoa. I didn't forget that I have it.
He's like, I don't even want to
show
it.
You got lip tattoos.
I don't even know why you always count down. That's why it's more...
No, yes, but it wasn't bad. It was like just quick.
Yours, that's gotta hurt way more than this.
Oh, those are 100%. Fake.
His one that hurt the most was in his hand, actually. Right?
I believe that.
Made in the USA.
Yeah.
Just in case I get lost.
Here, I need to intro you guys.
Where all the nerve endings are?
It was the absolute worst.
Yeah.
The worst before that was here because it was straight, just bone. There's nothing to absorb. The palm was like. Unbelievable. I'll never do it again.
Anymore. I feel like it also kind of tickle.
0%.
No, okay.
0%. Maybe we want to punch the nearest thing.
By the way,
hold on. Ayla was filming. I was
right
like,
there.
Before I do your intro, you said you have a corn tattoo. Is that because you're from like, are you from Nebraska?
I'm from Iowa.
Iowa.
I'm from Iowa, but it was Sioux City, Iowa. So it was like there was a bridge that separated Sioux City and like the neighboring town where my grandpa lived. I don't remember it, but Nebraska, Iowa, it's kind of the same thing to me.
Have you been to South Dakota? Because I've actually never met someone in my life from that state. I feel like that state is actually just like fake and it's on the map and like nobody knows anybody from South Dakota.
My mom has like a best friend that I call my aunt in South Dakota.
Okay.
She has like a ranch and all these horses and stuff. So like I grew up South Dakota. It's in like the top left corner of Iowa and top right of Nebraska and bottom corner of South Dakota. So right there was like my home. Mm-hmm. Oh, South Dakota. Sick. So yeah, short answer, yes.
You heard it here first, folks. South Dakota does exist.
It does exist. We've talked about this before. We're like,
I just feel like it's not a state.
That's where the Mount Rushmore is.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. That is correct.
The president's.
That's, you know,
founding
fathers. We need to go there.
Yeah. Honestly, I would
love
to go
there. Let's go there together.
Road trip.
That's all they have there, though.
For those of you that don't know Kian and Ayla, they just started a couples/family channel on YouTube, but their story doesn't start there. Kian is an OG YouTuber who started in 2010, and he's been in various movies and TV shows. And Ayla is a lifestyle/fashion creator with a strong following on both YouTube and Instagram. And she was Logan Paul's assistant. Is that true? I like saw a video pop up when I was researching you guys, and it was something about you like being Logan Paul's assistant. And I was like, no way, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of in the beginning of I had done social media a little bit before that, and I had kind of like started to grow my following, and then I happened to. Him and I were good friends. We all lived in the same building. It was where all the influencers lived at one time in Hollywood. And he needed an assistant, but it was also, I always tell people, it's kind of like I was an assistant, but I was also like a character on his vlog. So it was like more than just doing assistant work. It was kind of like him just doing things. And like I was like playing like a character too. Like I was always like the mom trying to like get them to calm down and do stuff. So my following grew like substantially. I think I had like 100K at one point, and then I just like skyrocketed because he was posting every single day.
Wow.
So people just kind of gravitated towards me, and they were like, oh, we really like Ayla, I guess. And then that's how that happened. But so yeah, that was a point in my life.
I don't think anyone posts every day anymore. I feel like every day posting is like...
I don't know anyone that does that anymore.
Are you on TikTok though? Because I feel like there's so many TikTokers TikTokers that do that literally every day.
TikTok
I don't know how you do it.
It's way easier to do that. I feel like YouTube. Yeah. That's
I don't know
hard.
If anyone posting on YouTube every day.
I just watched the Jake Paul documentary on Netflix, and they were talking about this like competitive rivalry that they had. Like, was that weird being the assistant? Like, did you ever get this vibe of like, man, these brothers are like so competitive? Like, they just are always trying to.
It's all for camera.
Really?
I mean, majority of the time they love each other, you know? Yeah. Like they're brothers. And a lot of times, like, they would have phone calls before videos would happen, being like, okay, I'm gonna do this and you're gonna act like this and blah, blah, blah. And then it looks like a rivalry online, but realistically, like, they were fine. They were friends. I don't really know. Maybe there was times when it was actually real, but as far as what I saw, it was a lot of just planned out things.
That makes me feel better. We actually got in like an argument when we watched the documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have two boys. And so I was like, Matt, never let our boys be competitive. Like, they can be competitive. He's like, well, I think competition's good. I was like, I know too.
They were for sure on the same page. They weren't trying to really hurt
each
other.
That's good. Because I was like, they can be competitive with anybody else in the world, but not your brother. Like, that has to be your ride or die.
I don't think you get it, though, because I have two brothers, and we were competitive, but we still loved each other, and we care about each other. But, like,
you have to be competitive.
You just compete with your brothers. That's what you do. And you wrestle, and you beat each other up. And sometimes you hate each other as a brother.
I threw scissors at my brother.
Yeah.
I have two older brothers. They're my half-brothers, and they were fighting. They were wrestling and, like, being competitive. And one of my brothers says, help. And I was super young at the time, so I grabbed scissors, and I threw him scissors. I threw him scissors to, like, think I would help, and it hit him and, like, went in his leg.
Oh, frick.
Oh, my goodness.
It was cold.
I chucked a ping pong paddle. My brother crushed me in ping pong, and I was so mad. I threw a ping pong paddle at him. I think I was, like, 13 or 14, and there's still a dent in our wall where the ping pong paddle
went
in. I thought you were going to say his head or something.
Yeah, no, not on him. Not on him.
It's going to make me so sad when they have their first fight.
It's inevitable. Okay.
It's going to happen, honey.
So sad.
But I just hope that they'll be best friends, not arch enemies.
I just want them to always be on the same team.
But even you and your brother were like arch enemies, and now you're best friends. Like, now you guys get
That's
along.
That's true.
Just fine.
We also had fights over ping pong.
I feel like every sibling, I mean, I used to be so annoyed with my brothers. Like, I would always be like, Mom, this brother did this. Like, and now I don't know. We're all so close. Like, it's so nice. I feel like it's just
time.
Yeah, it's just
seeing like the Logan Paul videos and how like wild things were. Like, did you ever expect that dude would get married? Because I just like I saw that he got engaged, and I just thought that was so like I was like, oh wow, he's like he's gonna be roped up. What's the word? Locked
roped
up. Locked up.
Ball and chain.
Roped oh, up. Ball and chain. I've heard of ball and
tied
chain.
Down.
Tied down.
Yeah. That's there it. We go.
Leave it to you to mess up. Like,
I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't remember stuff.
I don't know. I guess I don't know. Like, I feel like we're all just getting older. Like, everyone's it's like
very weird to see. Yeah.
Everyone's sorry maturing. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, maybe you watch YouTubers back in the day and, you know, regardless of just him, like, there's so many YouTubers sometimes you just like you envision them a certain way. Mm-hmm. And so when people are getting older and, you know, like they're having kids or they're getting married, it's almost like hard to understand. You're like, wait, what? Like,
yeah, because you had this vision of them.
Yeah.
When you grow up watching them, or like you see like a couple of videos of them, like you see them a certain way, and then you hear that they're having a baby and you're like,
yeah,
wait, that wasn't part of what I was like envisioning. So yeah, baby,
I mean, people
marriage.
Were even shocked when, like, you know, Kian
got
and I were having stop. when Kian and I were having a baby, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, like, obviously everyone was so happy for us, but like there were so many comments of people being like, I've been watching Kian since I was like 13 or whatever, and it's so insane to me that you're having, like, you're gonna be a dad, you know. So I feel like that's just like life. Like, it's, but it's cool because then you get to see like everyone's like other people. We like just grow realness. Up, you know. Yeah. We like get more mature, and this is what happens. So yeah, I think it's really cool that he's getting married. I feel like it's, I'm happy that he's like maturing into that life. Like, that's, I don't know, we all should be, right?
Yeah.
And, or not, I don't know.
And like along that same lines of growing up, Kian, did you ever see yourself being a dad, or was, did this just come out of nowhere where you're just like, oh, okay, this is happening, I'm a father, like I'm about to be a father?
That's what I was gonna say. I feel like I keep cutting her off and I feel bad. People say, oh, I grew up watching Kian, it's so weird to like see him become a dad.
Yeah.
I looked at myself in the mirror and I thought that it's just weird. Like,
yeah.
And it's like growing up when I was like a teenager, I hit 21 years old and I was like, 21, like I could drink, like I'm not supposed to be 21, I don't feel 21. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's how I felt about being a dad. I was like, I can do this, like I'm gonna be a dad. It's just so weird. I grew up thinking this thing of like thinking like a certain way about myself, and then I found that I can like explore new things and like become a dad, or like have a serious relationship, buy a house and start a family. It's like I never thought that would be a thing for me, but it is.
Yeah, I think it's just also it scares us too. So I feel like, I don't know. I mean, even when we found out we were pregnant, we were scared.
I was gonna ask, absolutely, like, was that something you talked about for a while, or was it just like, yeah, oh,
were you guys like,
baby's on the way?
Was it planned? Like,
because
both ways happen.
Yeah. The second one was unplanned.
Yeah,
that's the video I saw. Yeah. I told them that the first TikTok I saw was them in the bathroom, Abby crying. I think you were like just woken up or something.
I woke him up.
I was so tired.
I was like, get in here.
Yeah.
Trying to get my brain to work.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, man, I could have made it like a cute thing telling him, but I was so in denial. I was like, just get in here and tell me if this is positive.
That's the first one I saw of you guys.
No, and I think that's like, I love that you filmed that, because that's just so realistic. I mean, and I kind of wish that I filmed, but I didn't know. I kind of just took a test in my head because I was like already late on my period. Mm. And I've been late before, and I was talking to my sister about it. I didn't let him know because I had done that before where I'd like let him know I'm late. And then he got a little excited one time. He was like, yeah. Oh, really? Like, you think, he's like, okay, like that could be kind of cool, you know?
I'm sorry. I'm eating Pringles right now.
Not?
I was doing it away from the microphone, and then like everybody started looking at me.
Kian's like, give me one.
Kian low-key was like, can we get some snacks
out of the table? He puts it in between his toes.
Before we started filming.
Ew!
Bro, I'm telling you, you gotta try it. Bro, try those cookies right now. Did you try one?
I had two of those.
They're so good.
They're vanilla wafers, but they're like a little bit better.
We have a new sponsor now? No, it's the vanilla wafers.
Literally none of this is a sponsor. We just are eating.
I know.
These.
Yeah, Pringles, can you sponsor us? Thank you.
I'm so sorry. You were like saying a really serious thing.
I was really on the edge of my seat.
And I just started eating Pringles. So like,
pregnancy
please,
test.
Let's go back.
Yeah, basically, so I didn't tell Kian because the last time he got excited, and then it was like a letdown because I was like, oh no. Well, it wasn't a letdown. It was more of just like.
I was, but it was because we were like kind of trying for a little bit. We like downloaded this app and it was like, ooh, you missed your period by 3 days. Like,
oh, yeah. So,
and I was like, okay. Okay.
Maybe this is it.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. So I was like, oh my God, that dumb app. Like, I just don't. I don't want to do this anymore.
That's sweet.
Yeah, so then the next time when it happened, I was like, okay, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to see if it's late again because maybe I'm just off. And I was telling my sister, and my sister was like, wait till you're like 8 days late, you know?
Mm.
And I was like, okay. I was on basically my seventh day. And I was like, Raina, I still don't have anything. I was also feeling like little things that were kind of weird. I slept one day, like fully in the afternoon, like a hard sleep. Not just like a little nap. Like I was out. And that was kind of weird for me. And I was like, okay. But we were going to New York because he and his best friend, JC.
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Girlfriend and a boyfriend.
Boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm expecting with my girlfriend.
Yeah, he's got all these people in New York. No, they were doing a pop-up shop for their brand. And I knew we would get there and there'd probably be like champagne to toast and all these things. And I was like, okay, mm-hmm. I feel like I should take it now just so I can like ease my mind.
Mm.
I literally was, I think I was in a Christmas onesie in February. I was just like.
Oh, the red one?
Yeah.
The red
I'm
and black
literally
one.
Just like not even paying attention to what's happening. But we had pregnancy tests in the house already. So I just took one and I took it, went outside, sat outside for a little bit. And then I saw Kian walking into the bathroom. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, going to the bathroom. And I was like, okay, wait, I left something in there. Can I just go in there real quick? So I went into the bathroom and I flipped it over and it was not like a faint line. Like it was like line, like you are pregnant. Like there's chance.
Yeah, just said yes.
And I was literally just like, wait, what? Because you just don't expect it to be real. You just expect it to be another. Like,
and it's like an out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
Even if you're, like, trying, you know it's a possibility.
Yeah, and I took out my phone and just filmed my reaction in the mirror, like, after I already saw, and I was kind of, like, shaking, like, hyperventilating a little bit, but I was smiling. And then I was like, okay, how am I going to tell Kian? Should I, like, plan something cute, fun, exciting? And then I was like, I can't even walk out of the bathroom right now without hyperventilating. So I just called him in, and I propped up my phone, and I showed him the test, and
I hate my reaction.
Yeah, his reaction for like.
You say you agree with my. I hate my reaction.
Well, your reaction.
You hate it too.
I don't hate it. It's just funny because it's not. It's not what people would think. You know, it's like
not in the movies.
He stares at this thing for no joke, like 20 minutes, and doesn't say a word. He's just like
okay.
He's like whoa.
There was like
and then
one
he's like, are
minute.
You sure?
It's like
and then he's like,
seconds.
Hold on. He goes, is this real? And then he keeps staring at it, and I'm like sitting there talking my mouth off, being like, oh, yeah, I had this, and I'm panicking, and da da da. And he's like. Are you sure this is real? And I'm like, yeah. Like, he was in shock.
It's just so weird to, like, talk about something and then, like, hear stories about your friends or your parents saying, like, pregnancy. Like, you hear it everywhere and, you know, whether it's a lot or a little. Like, you just hear about pregnancy and talk about it, blah, blah, blah. The second it happens, it's just a whole different feeling. So I think I got, like a wave of too many emotions that I just like froze.
Yeah, he didn't know what to do.
I was like,
and it's
whoa,
weird
it's
because
real.
Like when you find out, it's like you find out and it's happening right now. Like it's already been happening.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, I was pregnant then. I was pregnant yesterday. I didn't even know it. Like it's weird.
When we found out, were you like 7 weeks, 6 weeks, five?
I think maybe it was four.
I think it was five or six.
Probably
pretty early,
like five.
But it is weird to think that, like, at that point, you have been pregnant for 5 weeks.
We knew when it happened too, because we had this like vacation that we had taken, and it was we were like, oh my god, it literally happened on that vacation.
Yeah.
Because we also have this friend of ours who is pregnant, and she told us to rub her tummy, and
we were like, ha ha, okay.
Literally worked.
Yeah, because
our friends were like, rub the tummy, rub the baby. Like, I promise you, it's good luck.
That's so funny.
And we got pregnant. I was like, Kian. Well,
keep in mind,
do you actually believe in that? This. Like, did you actually believe that rubbing the belly made it
absolutely
happen?
Not.
I believe that when women hang out with, I don't think this happened with her and I because it was just too, maybe it did. I don't know. But I think when women hang out with other women who are pregnant or have, like, their hormones start connecting, just like, you guys probably don't know, like, but when periods connect, like, you know, when you hang out with your girlfriends, like, they sync. I think that also happens with pregnant women. So I always feel like, you know, yeah.
What's going to happen here then? She has two babies. We have one on the way. What's going to happen after we leave?
Get away from that.
It's like Freaky Friday or something.
I know. Oh,
like, sharing information.
I don't know, but I do believe in that part.
were your parents pretty excited?
Yes.
Like, yeah. So the parents were kind of like, because it was like semi-unplanned for us. It was like we were trying and then we kind of gave up and then it worked and we were like, whoa. Okay, so it just took everyone by surprise, I think.
Yeah.
My mom was very excited, but it was kind of like a delayed excitement.
Yeah, because I think no one, I mean, we didn't even live together yet.
Really?
We didn't live together. We're not obviously like married or anything. We've been together for 4 years, but like, you know.
Five.
Like, no, he and.
2019? It's 4 years.
Thank you so much. I'm really worried that you didn't know math.
What kind of mics are these? Sorry.
I'm like, can't. Okay. Yeah. For 4 years.
No more talking for.
What's the year?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was like.
I literally never know what year it is, though. To be honest, I always put 2022.
Are you kidding me, Abby?
And it's been 23 for a while.
Sometimes I do have to look it up and stop counting. You know, stop.
Because we.
19 plus 4 is 23.
Like four and a half months, 5 months. Because we met. Beginning
we did
of
not meet in 18.
Ugh. but wait, hold up. So you weren't living together? Had you have lived together before, or was
yes?
This, oh, you had.
Okay. Yeah, but it was during COVID. It like
we didn't work out. We broke up.
It was not good. So like we don't. Long story short, we tried it. Didn't work out. Like our relationship was going good. We've obviously had bumps, and like I think we're going through a time where we're like, what is going on? Are we going to continue this? Like, are we on an up? Are we on a down? Like. What's going on? And then mm-hmm. we were going through therapy, and then like we found out we were pregnant, and then we just like decided
that was a very quick boom, 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 boom.
Full throttle it.
Yeah, I just really quick, when we were living together, we had so much outside stuff happen that kind of affected our relationship as well, and we weren't really connecting on a level that we know how to now that we've like matured and gotten older. Yeah. We were kind of like, if one of us was upset, we would just stay silent. And we would, like, separate.
Literally in our apartment, we would just, like, not talk to each other for a little bit. It was the weirdest thing.
There was a game room, and then there was our room, and then I had my best friend living with us, too, so there was her room.
Okay.
And at one point, Kian just always stayed in that room, and I stayed in our room, and we didn't even talk. And then I would talk with my best friend, and then it was just so bad. And we
plus COVID. Couldn't leave.
COVID happened. His best friend had passed away. Like, there was... You know, then the Black Lives Matter, and like it was right in front of our apartment. Like there was riots constantly, like outside. It was just so much stuff had happened. And I feel like we had forgotten about our relationship. We were just focused on everything else that was happening. And it just separated us so bad. So it put like a really sour taste in our mouth of like, can we ever live together again? Because like we don't want to go through that. And then I started to feel like a little bit, you know, when we were getting better, like, maybe we can live together again. Like, maybe that's a thing. But, you know, and then Kian was still a little hesitant on it. Hence the reason why we were kind of like, I think in therapy at that point, just trying to like figure out ourselves. But
like
everything,
life decisions,
everything just like worked out perfectly. I feel like sometimes it's really hard to base a relationship off the beginning phases because you go through so much. And I believe that like, I think for Kian too, we just know each other so well now, and we know how to, like, communicate in a healthy way.
Oh, for sure.
Were you guys,
and that's something you have to learn to do.
Were you guys broken up, like, still living together, and that's why you were in the separate rooms?
No.
Or is that just, like, where you guys were figuring out, okay, how do we move forward right now? Because this was something that you didn't foresee.
We, like, weren't even talking. We just didn't even... We didn't even break up. We were just in this apartment, not talking, not broken up, just, like, separate.
We both had, like, too hard of heads to be like, we should fix this.
Yeah, we were
just
mad
at that. Go to bed silent. And wake up.
Hoping that one of us was going to say something. And then both of us, our egos were like.
It was just really weird. COVID. Know. Yeah. COVID was very. It like accentuated a lot. And like helped a lot of other things. Or a lot of relationships. For us, it did the opposite. And I know it did, you know, the opposite for a lot of different people. Everyone's different. But for us, it for sure didn't help.
Typically, like there's like a fighter and a flighter. Like, how would you guys describe your relationship in that
She's
aspect?
Both.
She's both.
She'll start it and then not finish it. I'm like, dude, what the hell is happening?
She'll start it and then not finish it.
Yeah. She'll bring something up and then I'm like, well, we got to talk about this right now. She's like, no. Yeah.
I've gotten better at
she
that.
She is both.
I've gotten better at that. I used to bring up issues and then he'd be like,
she loves
he would
that.
Be like, I want to talk about this right now and fix it. And I'm like, I don't want to be around you right now. Like, I just
like, I need some space.
I need you to leave me alone. And he couldn't understand that at first. He was like, well, I feel like we shouldn't leave this room until it's fixed. I was like, if you don't leave this room, it will not be fixed because I need my space.
And then she's so, or maybe not now, but she used to be able to fall asleep like while being upset.
Oh, yeah.
And she'd just be like,
that.
I don't want to be around you. And just like fall asleep within a minute. I'm like, dude, I'm like laying in bed just think,
freaking
that
out.
That is me. I'm literally like, Matt, how are you sleeping right now? We are upset. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
We are upset.
Wake
up.
So let me just paint a picture. If it's 3 a.m. and you're not getting along, guess what? If you go to bed when you're no longer tired, it's going to be way easier to resolve.
What does that even mean? I lay there.
I'm saying you just go to sleep, right? You get a fresh start. It's a new day, and then you can have a cordial conversation. No raising of voices.
I just don't know how to sleep. I'm so upset.
You can do that now.
Right? Yeah, I mean, things change.
So it sounds like are you the fighter then? Would you describe yourself as the fighter since you're not leave the room until
I just want to make sure
back in the day, yeah.
I just want to make sure we're going to bed like in a good mood so we can wake up in a good mood. Yeah, we're in a bad mood. My blood is like at a temperature of you boil ramen in it. And she's like, let's talk about this tomorrow. I'm like, dude, what?
Ayla, I
can't sleep right now.
That's me. What are you talking about?
See, I just thought this was a female thing.
Walks upstairs and you're like, I can't fall asleep in that mindset.
Oh no, because the next day, and then I always kick myself because I'm like, gosh dang it, Abby's still pissed off because of last night.
I'm like,
today's a great day. I literally don't even remember what the fight was about last night. Like, this is great. Let's get along.
No, I wake up in moods. Still.
Dude.
Okay, well, basically, okay, I also feel like we're describing things that was like more in the past.
For sure. For sure. We don't really fight now.
Like, he annoys me every single day.
Get ready for
but
children.
But it's not like to the point where we're not fighting. I'm just like, you're annoying. And he's like, I know. And then we agree. And then we just move on.
Like I said, I have two jobs.
Yeah.
One of them is to annoy Ayla. And I feel like
he loves it.
Sometimes I push like buttons, and then by the end of the day, let's say I have 10 buttons I can press. Sometimes I like to push that 11th, and then like it's just like a little extra, but
that
most of the time
tips it over.
Most of the time it's like I get to 10 and I know when to stop.
You're like, I've reached the point, I'm gonna back off.
It's like his goal each day to hit the 10th button.
She just does like, yeah, she'll give me like that little like, and I'm like,
you're like, that's enough.
Yeah. I love pushing our buttons. That's the best.
When you guys parted ways, though, did you have any intention of getting back together?
The first time I for sure wanted to get back with him, I was like incredibly devastated. I cried almost all the time. I was like, because at first I was like, okay, this is good for us. We had a healthy talk. We individually came to each other and we're like, this isn't working out. We should probably separate. And we nicely talked about it. There was no fight. We cried and we were just kind of like,
Yeah.
It sucks that like we love each other, but like this isn't working.
This is when you were living together.
Yeah. And then he moved out.
Which helped a lot.
Yeah. And I would say after the first 2 weeks, then when the second week hit, I was like, oh my God, like I think I made the biggest mistake ever. Like I should have fought more. Like I should have done something. And I think he was still fine because he was kind of like in this, you know, phase of being like, okay, like a weight off my shoulder. Like I'm only have to take care of myself now. Like I'm figuring out my life. And I was like, oh my God, like he's moving on. Like I'm crying, I'm freaking out.
I tend to have that effect on people.
Relax. So I don't know. I mean, for me, the first time I knew I wanted to get back together with you 100%.
Same. The second time was a little different. I think we both had the same.
Oh, we broke up two times, by the way.
You broke up too. Oh, so it was the first and the second time.
The first one was like, they were both for sure. But the second time was like, we really thought the second one was for real.
Yeah, oh,
really?
We thought we were done.
We thought it was like, for real, we're done. But then that's when I came crying back. And I was like, dude, I need you. There was times where I was supposed to be filming videos and I just could not do it. Aww. Like, I would be driving to film a YouTube video with my friend. And I literally specifically one time, I can remember I got like to his doorstep and I couldn't get out of the car. I just drove back home. I was like, guys, I can't film today. But yeah, I for sure just came crying back, and luckily she took me back. And ever since then, it's like,
it just takes time for him to realize how great I am.
Were you the one then who like was really like, no, we need to break up the second time around? And then you realized you made a mistake.
I made a mistake, but it took some time to realize that like, she's the only one for me.
What was that moment? Like, was the moment going to film the video and you got to the doorstep and you're like, I literally can't do this today because I'm so regretful.
That wasn't the moment. That was a big moment, but that wasn't the moment I was like, I need her back. I just think it's kind of like the saying, you know the value of something when it's gone.
Yeah.
Or like something like that. But yeah, I just knew like she was the best thing I've ever had, and how can I let that go? Like I don't see myself with anybody else. I don't want her to be with anybody else. Like
I think, because the second time I was doing fine. Like I kind of was like, I mentally told myself like, this is it. So I fully let myself kind of like move on. And like first time I didn't. The first time I was like obsessed with him. I was like, if he called me, I was hello, like, you know, just waiting for him. And then I think maybe that was probably a little scary too, was like, you know, knowing that I was kind of like, okay, well, this one was it, right?
Well, yeah, but I thought the second one was it too. It just took me a little bit more time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's like a weird thing, but you also needed your own space to kind of figure out your life, you know?
Yeah, because I deal with anxiety. I just deal with like generalized anxiety, GAD. I don't know. Yeah, mm-hmm. Generalized anxiety is sort of like it could happen anywhere, anytime. Mm-hmm. It could be a lot, a little, like it could be whatever. It's just a lot. And then at that point, I was like, I'm just dealing with so much. Like, I feel like I have to like take care of myself before I can like, I have to love myself before I can love someone else. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I was just like, I felt like mentally I was declining and I had to like let go of stuff. And it sounds so sad now, but like, I think it helped us in the end that, that we kind of took that step back and
yeah,
I think it made our bond even stronger.
And was that like a clean break, or did you guys like date in between dating each other, or like how did all that work out between the two breakups?
Like clean break.
Like, did you guys, were you like, okay, we're broken up, but like then you'd like go see each other or like still text each other, or I don't know.
No, it was like, it was.
We when we break up, we break up. Like, we don't talk. The first time I feel like we had to talk a little bit because of the dogs, and the first one was kind of like, we still had stuff to deal with because we had the same apartment and we had to kind of like, you know, talk about that stuff. The second one was like a clean break. Like, we didn't talk for, you know.
A long time.
Yeah. Until wow.
How long was that, if you don't mind me asking?
It's like 2-3 months. It was 3 months, right?
I was gonna say 6.
Keen, what? The second time?
It was a long month. It was a lot of months.
It was like 3 months.
3?
It felt like longer for him.
It was like 3 months, yeah. And yeah, we were like just forever without you. We were a clean break.
This episode is sponsored by Caraway Homes. Matt, guess what's for dinner tonight?
What?
Pumpkin chili again.
Really? Pumpkin chili?
Do you love it?
I actually do like your pumpkin chili.
It's literally my favorite fall recipe. I've made this since our first year of marriage. So it's like our fall tradition. It's so cozy, so seasonal, so delicious. And I pair it with some beer bread. It's amazing. But I'm extra excited tonight because we are using our Caraway Homes pots and pans.
Ooh.
We have the gorgeous silk green with the gold hardware. It looks beautiful in our kitchen. What's great about these pots and pans is that there's no PFAS, PTFE, PFOA. I don't know what that is.
I really honestly don't know what that is.
But just know that it's toxic.
You don't want that on your pots and pans.
It has none of that or any of the other chemicals you can't name. So you can feel good about using them. And plus, Matt no longer has the excuse that he needs to soak the pans in the sink. You know how you do that?
I do like to soak the pans in the sink.
If you're cleaning up from dinner, well, he'll be like, oh, those are soaking.
Well, you got to soak them because oftentimes it gets dry in there and then Abby won't soak the stuff. So I just like, if you have a smoothie cup, you got to soak that.
Matt,
so
those were the old pots and pans. You don't have to soak the Caraway Homes ones because they're super easy to clean off. And you also, when you're cooking, you don't have to use a ton of butter or a ton of oil because they just have a great nonstick surface.
That's actually amazing.
Over 50,000 people have raved about their Caraway kitchens. So now it's time for you to try it for yourself. I know you get the Instagram ads because I got them too. And I was like, I want those pans. Those are beautiful. Now we have them and I'm obsessed. So visit carawayhome.com/unplanned to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/unplanned or use code unplanned, all caps, at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
Wait, I'm actually curious I wanted to ask you guys. No, yeah. Have you guys ever broken up?
We actually never did.
So you guys have like stuck it out. Like,
we've been together.
High school.
17 and 18 is when we went on our first date.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you guys now?
25
24.
And
24.
Yeah,
24
and
25.
So you guys have been together, do the math.
7 years.
Wait, no, we should have let
you
do the math.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's not nice. I don't like it when people have me do math.
18 to 25, math. Boom, 9 years.
I'm just like, I stop.
No comment.
I am like just always, you know, because sometimes, you know, for us, breakups, our breakups were so necessary in our relationship because we really needed to figure out each other. We needed to figure out ourselves individually, and we still had a lot to work on. He needed to work on, you know, like he said, himself, his work, his anxiety. I honestly feel like I worked on being more understand, like letting my ego go with our relationship. I was way more like, I feel like I was kind of hard headed in the beginning. I understand him now. Like, I know when he needs space. It's not like he's mad. He just needs to be like,
it's not personal. It's like,
yeah,
you have to like kind of realize that, like, we're separate people. Although yeah. we're together, we're separate people, and we have our own separate needs, our own separate
yeah.
desires, and this and this and this. So, like, I've kind of made it a thing where, like, I separate my anxiety now, and she's so, like, amazing that she knows when I have anxiety. It's not about her. It's not not about her, but it's not
yeah.
against her. I don't have anxiety because of her. She's not the problem. Yeah. Nothing's the problem. It's me, if anything. But, you know, she's just so great when it comes down to, like, just giving me my time and, you know, letting me deal with it by myself, because I yeah. hate, for my anxiety, if I'm with anybody, it makes it so much worse. I have to be by myself. I lock myself in a room by myself.
Like, try to talk to him or like calm him down
makes
or whatever.
It
makes it worse. You just gotta like kind of let him do his thing, and then you just let him know you're there.
But don't
like try to be like, what can I do? Is he like,
you know? I can relate to that though, because sometimes Abby, like, she can tell if I'm really anxious because I just get really quiet.
Oh, yeah.
Other people don't notice, but she knows.
No, it's not you're quiet. I can tell by, if I look you in the eyes, I can tell when you're going, like,
what do my eyeballs do? Like, is it a look? It's
like, I can't
explain
it.
They start going this way.
You just go cross-eyed yeah. and you can't.
Yeah. But you know, and you're like, are you, I'm like, shut up, Abby. I'm like, yeah. working
it's kind of like,
I'm working through it, dude. Like, stop asking me about my anxiety.
I would want to talk it out.
I'm trying to fake
like,
through it.
For sure.
I'm trying to fake it till I make it, baby. I'm trying to like, act like I don't have it.
If you're sick, if you're sick, and someone comes up and like, ugh, you don't look so good. You're like,
you're right.
You're making it worse. Thank yeah. you for like realizing, but they're like, ugh, do you need something? Like, I can go to the store for you. Do you need? And you're like, just leave me alone. Like, I yeah. feel like crap. Anxiety is the same thing for me. If she's like, oh my God, are you okay? Like, are you freaking out? Is your heart beating really fast? And you can't, like, I'm like,
makes him skyrocket.
Dude, I'm like,
yeah.
what? No, just leave.
You're so like, maybe it is.
I've just learned, like, I just need to be alone.
I had a friend, which, by the way, I don't know if you've done this, but like, I still have yet to like talk to a therapist about anxiety or like get on medication or whatever. But like, it got better after. That's why I was interested in what you said about your anxiety journey. Because with me, for whatever reason, like being with Abby really helped.
Yeah,
like I felt like I could just like totally be
but
vulnerable with somebody.
But not talking about it.
Oh yeah,
not talking.
Just being around.
Just I think just falling in love like took me out of that.
For
like,
sure.
It was able to like transport me out of that like dark place, because I used to be like up late at night with like a lot of pressure in my chest and like, couldn't sleep in high school and stuff. But I didn't tell anybody because I didn't want to seem vulnerable or weak.
Opening up is the best medicine.
Yeah.
I've taken medicine and I've talked to therapy. I hate anxiety, so I've done everything that I could possibly do to cope with it.
Yeah.
And opening up is the best thing I've ever done. It's the best medicine. Mm-hmm. Especially as like selfish as it sounds, hearing that other people have anxiety like I do, like mm-hmm. I don't wish it upon anybody.
Yeah.
But hearing that people struggle with it, how I do, just makes me feel like I'm not alone, makes me feel good and like, we talk about our struggles and like how we cope with them differently. And like, dude, try this.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, you should try this. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because a buddy told me, he was like, a therapist told my friend that if he just like looks anxiety in the face, so to speak, and is like, hi, anxiety. Hello. Like, acknowledge that it's there, but don't give it any energy.
Yeah.
He was like, that really helped me. And like that helped me too.
Because sure.
I think a lot of times it's like, I try to be the macho, like, nothing can stop me.
I'm above
this. Like, you try to just like muscle through it, and then it's worse. Like, you're like giving it energy.
Yeah, you could do it for a little bit, but you know, it's there, and you can't make it go away just by like being a tough man, like or whatever. You got to deal with it. So I think like not giving it the energy, just like looking it dead in the face and just being like, you know, I know you're there, but you're not. Like,
I feel like it's even hard as a partner sometimes. Like, I don't know if you've ever felt this way, but like, it was really hard for me to learn how to navigate around his anxiety, because, you know, initially you think, if someone's going through anxiety, what should I do? I should like be there for them, ask them if I can help, try to like do something to comfort them. And it was just so hard because everyone's anxiety is so different. So it's like, I had to learn that that's not necessarily what he wants. He wants to know that I'm there, and if he needs me, I'm around. But like, just being too invasive or trying to like do what can I get you? Like, do you need something? Like, can I scratch your back? Can I do all these things? It was just like too much.
I will always take that.
okay, well, the scratching back, even, no.
Whoa.
He'll take it if he, unless he's, like, feeling hot. Then he'll be like, don't touch me.
Oh, I hate being hot.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I always used to take it as, like, you just don't love me. Like, you just don't want me around. Like if you're feeling stressed, you should want the person you want, like, you love to be next to you, to be, like, helping you. And I like learned over time that it has nothing to do with me or anyone else. It's severely just like his brain and like his emotions trying to like fight each other to calm down. But it's like this.
Well, it's like how you said, like, you want to do nothing but help me.
Right. But then that was too much for you. And I used to think you didn't like, I used to be like, okay, you just don't. Like, you don't like, you're mad at me, you don't love me, like, whatever. And then
Are we having a moment right now?
I know, yeah. And then I realized, like, okay, wait, it's not me.
Because help comes in different shapes and forms. Right. Like, you said you want to help me. You are helping me way more by not doing what you want to do.
I know.
So help just comes in, like, yeah. And you've helped me, like, more than you'll ever know.
Okay.
That's so sweet.
Kind of thing. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's really, really
precious. Yeah, you've helped me more than you've ever known. If like, when you just take a step back and kind of like hear how other people like work or like, yeah, she's, you know, she's like my rock.
Do you? Okay. So like, sweet. That is really, really,
I might
sweet.
Cry.
Me too.
I might tear up a little bit. Look at me. I
don't
might
do it. I can't.
I might. I think it's all this water I'm drinking.
It.
I need to pee.
Out your eyes now.
It's overflowing into my eyes.
He gets emotional.
When you isolate yourself and like, you know, kind of go off to deal with it on your own, do you meditate? Do you go to work as an escape? Is there like something that you do that helps calm your nerves and helps you fight through it?
I mean, the word escape is just like the best thing in the world. Like everything I do is an escape. So, I mean, it depends really. Like if I go in, if I play like a game, it'll make me feel better. If I go in and like, you know, if I can just like take my mind off of whatever's going on, whatever I do, it just helps. So if I'm in a room alone, like with no one kind of like, you know, saying, what do you need? Do you need anything? Like, are you good? Like if I'm just in a room alone, playing a game, reading a book, texting my friends, I don't know. It's just something about being alone. Mm-hmm. And so it's nothing specific, I guess.
And do you guys think, cause I noticed you were saying, yeah, we needed like with the first breakup, you were like, you know, that all happened. And I was curious, did you like move in together too soon or I guess that's the question. If you
we
moved
could have too honestly I don't know if it was that we did it too soon. We'd been together for about a year already, maybe a little bit over a year, and we felt like we were ready.
Like it was time.
Maybe we could have waited a little bit longer. I also think it was just, you know, the situation. I also had my best friend come live with us, so it wasn't like we were getting the you know, him and I moving in a place together. It was like we also had another person, so there was and then my sister came to live with us. I just feel like there was so many things, like I kept saying, so many outside things that happened that like really just affected our relationship. And instead of us being mature about it and looking at it as like, okay, we are not the problem, it's all these other things, let's try to like come together and like really work on us, we let everything affect it, and then we just were like, we don't work.
I think a therapist told us, like, was it a therapist?
Maybe.
That you aren't the problem, I'm not the problem, the problem is here, and we're fighting towards, like, the resolution. We're fighting together against the problem. But in my head,
we were the problem.
You know, yeah, I was either wrong, or you were wrong, or there's something wrong with how you think, or something wrong with how I think. But, like, in reality, it's not how we think. It's like we have to kind of come together and work together on, like, getting this issue out of the way. But for the longest time, it was either I'm the problem or she's the problem. And it was just hard to navigate that.
We're also very different people. Like, we are
mucho diferente.
Completely opposite. Like, he is introverted, a homebody.
I like to party.
On Fortnite. Like, alone in that room.
That's crazy. Like,
that is crazy. Yeah. That's fighting words.
Do you play Minecraft?
I don't. So there's a couple big games that, like, everyone talks about that I just haven't gotten into yet.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
please don't get him into it.
I don't know. I would still play it today. I think it's so much fun. But when I was in seventh grade, me and my buddies would Skype and play Minecraft.
Oh, Skype. That's a...
So late. It was so much fun.
That brought me back, bro. Yeah. Whoa.
Skyping with your buddies while you're gaming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now it's a thing called Discord.
Oh, I've heard of Discord.
Yeah, Discord. It's just
you've heard. I love that you said you've heard of it. This man doesn't even know what this is.
I don't game. I'm not a gamer.
Don't get into it.
Discord is it's just
don't get into
it's
it.
Like Skype.
It'll take over your life. And then it'll take over your life.
I could use a little bit more alone time, to be honest.
Well, you'll find this out really soon. When you're a dad, you just don't have time.
That's what I'm saying.
I think. Well, actually, know what? You have time. What you have time for whatever you make time for. So, yeah. Obviously,
that's
being
good. Actually,
thank you, baby.
Like that.
That's on the podcast. We repeat that again.
Yeah, Matt. Are you going to manage your time?
How are you
going to
manage your time? Yeah, let us know.
No, but all I'm saying is, yeah, you. Whatever you make time for, you have for it. That did not sound
that better the first time.
Yeah. Let's cut that out. I'm just kidding. We can keep it in. We want to be like real relatable, you know? So,
Matthew.
I'm going to stop.
Oh, we got the full name right there, too.
Matthew. He calls me Matthew James whenever I say something.
When it's like, when it's bad.
No, but like when you're a dad, it just sucks up so much of your time. But you can still find pockets of joy in the things that you did before becoming a dad. But it's just not like you can't do it all, right?
You don't have all the
time
in the
world. You have to be selective. So like if you want a game, you can still game, but like maybe if you also would like skateboard and I don't know what else you like
baby
to do.
Baby wear while you have the baby.
So I'm like, I'm making music now.
Oh, he will. He'll make sure he can find a way to get on that computer.
No, actually you can totally double like multitask because I'll write songs and hop on a call with the producer and like make music because I'm trying to like make music and grow a following on Spotify.
While he's
during these calls, dude, I'm like on like a 3-hour song, right? And I'm just like rocking my kid and then like my other son will come in and be like, dad, and then like I'll pick him up and I'm like still like trying to write songs. It's distracting, but it's also really fun.
You're making me feel like I can shred 7 hours of Fortnite with a kid attached to me.
Oh, this is not the point of this podcast.
Wait, I'm still so curious. How did you get from the point of like you're broken up, you get back together, then to the baby conversation? Because you said like this was like something you were talking about before.
It's just like a lot of time. Did I cut you off? Sorry.
No, I didn't even say anything. I was, you know me.
I heard the beginning
of it. Instantly start talking.
She had a thought.
She has a button. She's like, dibs. She's like, who me?
No, go ahead. You can say your piece, and then I'll figure out if I need to butt in.
Honestly, it's just time. Like, there's so much time that passes. We've been together for 4 years. I want to say five. a lot of time has passed, and like we realized, like we're both humans. We're both adults. We go through things. It's like there's just a lot of time that passed, and I've realized my love for her has just grown so much, and we want to like continue that and spread it.
Yeah, there wasn't necessarily like a specific talk of being like, hey, we should talk and like figure out, do we want kids? It was more of like,
we've always wanted
one
them,
thing.
Actually.
Well, we both want kids, but we were never thinking like, okay, let's do it at this time, at this age,
no,
or whatever.
Factor.
And it was like, it was more of, I had a scare. I thought I was pregnant. Mm. And then we were in the car heading to the store to get a pregnancy test and see if I was pregnant or just bloated. And turns out I was just bloated. But Kian was like, I remember we were in the car and he was like, I think it'd be kind of cool if you were pregnant. And I was like, wait, what?
That's so sweet.
And he's like, yeah. He's like, I don't know.
Be
he's like,
cool
I feel like
pregnant.
He's like, I feel like we were
romantic.
He's like, I feel like we're maybe you didn't say cool, but you said something
said
similar.
Dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
Sick.
That'd be sick.
That'd be
if
sick.
We had a kid.
Yeah.
It went something like that. It was kind of just like we've talked about it. Like we've both wanted kids for so long, and we've both wanted to kind of like move in together and start our lives. Like not just us. We wanted like a little diary of three.
Oh yeah. He also told me I can't that I have to be pregnant. We're going to live together. Just kidding.
What?
No, let's not put that out there. I'm kidding. No, but we basically were like, so we were more, it was funny because we were more on board with having a baby than the thought of moving in together.
Well, just cause the sour
That's
taste
so-
from,
Isn't that
from
random?
That's hilarious.
From Isn't
COVID.
That weird?
COVID just like ruined it for me, bruh. It was just very weird. I was like, I just don't know if we could do it again. No, we did it again. It's been absolutely the best. It's been seamless.
So how pregnant were you when you guys moved back in together?
It was 4 months? 3 months?
I'm bad with timelines.
I would say it was like 3.5 months.
Oh, okay.
3.5 months I was pregnant.
Wow.
And then we moved in together because I still had to like get rid of, I had to end my lease. And then I wanted to move in. I was able to get out of my lease a month early because my landlord was really sweet and was kind of like, I get it. You're pregnant. We'll get you out. So I was able to do that. But it's just so funny how we had so much like anxiety and we were stressed. Like, is this going to work? And then when we just did it, it's like, I don't know. It's just been so, like...
I mean, it's building back up, though, because the baby's almost here.
It's going to hit you so hard, but it's going to be... It's the best, though.
We just got done with our baby room.
Yeah, we just finished.
Less than a week ago.
That was so much stress for me. I don't know if you guys had stress dealing with that, but like...
We don't really have much of a baby room.
Oh, okay.
Our second baby has no room.
I was going to say, your first one you did though, right? The first one you were like...
We put it together the last like week or so, but they don't sleep in their own room.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking.
But we're right there.
I was stressed about it.
It was the nesting thing though, dude. It's the motherly instinct. Totally hormonal because Abby was like so anxious to get the baby room set up.
And randomly one day.
We got this feature wall done. We like paid this guy to like make this nice feature wall and we like made it this fun theme and it was ready. We're like not planners. That's why this is called the Unplanned Podcast. We're like horrible about like planning.
We're a mess.
We're a mess.
I thought it was because the baby was unplanned.
Yeah, it's all of the above.
It's just you guys as a whole, it's unplanned.
We're a mess. But we like got this done early, right? Because of the nesting phase.
Honestly,
Abby's
Matt,
in.
Let's be real. I'm pretty sure the only reason that you kicked it into gear at the very end is because you wanted to make a nursery tour on YouTube.
Actually, that is not true.
I'm not even kidding. That's also in my mind too.
But yeah, for our second kid though, like this is just totally stereotypical second child. We literally, his room is our closet. We don't have a room. We don't have room for him.
I feel like, but that makes sense because what everyone's been telling us is, you know, it's really fun to get the baby's room ready and you'll probably use it sometimes when you're like wanting to sit in the rocking chair and maybe for feedings. But like realistically, this baby will be in your room the whole time. So yeah. I'm kind of like...
You think Octomom did it 8 times?
Oh my gosh.
she has a 10 bedroom house.
A new theme every kid. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Jeez.
Too much.
Yeah, I don't so funny. I don't know how the people, especially like I always thought it'd be fun to have twins. Like before we
That's
actually
he said that
and
too.
It was like this would be so sick and oh then you God. Have a kid and then you're like, bro, twins would be a
Happens
nightmare.
Every time.
That'd be so First hard.
Time, I would still love to have twins, really? But we don't have our boy yet, so I'm not in that stage, but no. I just one is so big. Like already,
like I'm so.
If she had two in there,
yeah, I would be scared.
Are you uncomfortable?
I wanted to ask, how's your pregnancy been?
My pregnancy has been, you know, in the beginning, I was a little. I think in the beginning, if we lived together, I might have been a little bit less stressed because I think us not living together was stress on me because emotionally, like I needed Key in there all the time, and he wasn't because like
I'm
he
so
was in his house
when I'm pregnant.
Yeah, and. We also were dealing with like kind of a dog situation. He had gotten his old dog back, and. Our dog was living at my place and his dog was at his place and they didn't get along. So I wasn't even going there a lot because I was like trying to separate them. So for the first like couple weeks, like months.
Speed bumps.
I was like tired, not eating because everything made me feel like gross except for applesauce and bread and cereal.
And your weird pickle juice, ramen, tuna fish.
What?
Sandwich? You have weird cravings?
Okay, okay. Well, explain this pregnancy craving.
It smelled the whole house out.
That's
like, dude.
Before I was pregnant. I have this weird thing I eat, and it's even before I was pregnant. It's basically like...
She, like soaks bread in pickle juice and
Ian,
smears tuna
no,
on it.
No, I don't. What are you saying? You're making this up.
What is it?
You should know.
Pickle juice, tuna, bread, ramen.
There's no bread. Okay.
It's
basically
it worse.
I make ramen. And then I take tuna out of a can and I put it in a bowl with mayo, pickle juice, everything seasoning, and Parmesan cheese.
Mayo and pickle juice.
Those are Matt's worst foods.
No. I mix it up and then I add it to my ramen.
I think where
so
you
it's
lost
like a
me-
sauce on your noodles.
It's like a tuna salad almost on my noodles without the lettuce.
Is this canned tuna though?
Yeah.
Oh no. See, I actually like tuna, but like canned tuna. There's just something about that flavor.
I don't know.
There's like a film on top of brown and digging. It's like pink. And she's like, ooh, yummy. I gotta have all of it.
Stop. Like, did you get any weird cravings
gook
though?
On the side.
No.
I always kind of wanted one because you see them on the movies. I'm like, I wonder what I'm going to crave. I like craved Taco Bell. Like nothing.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I don't have any weird cravings. The only thing that's been so incredibly different for me is like I never cared for sugar ever. Like people would eat pastries in front of me or cakes and things. I'd be like, yeah, okay, I'll take a bite, but like I don't really want it. Oh my gosh, the second I got pregnant, sugar became God's gift to this earth.
So did you think you were having a girl then?
I did. I was like, okay, I'm craving sugar so much. Like I always want something sweet and I never wanted that. And he's a boy, but you know,
at one point excuse me, so many people not so many, like three or four would look and be like, you're having a boy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, what?
They instantly knew. It's crazy. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Like three or four people that we had, like, we hired someone to do something for our baby room, and he's like, my wife, I'm gonna ask my wife what she thinks because she can tell. And then I guess, did he take a picture or FaceTime or something?
Maybe, I don't know.
She's like, it's sitting high, so she thinks it's a boy. And then other people would be like, it's a boy.
Everyone knew. Boy, there wasn't one person who told me I was having a girl. They were like, it's a boy.
So weird.
And I was like, I didn't know that wives' tale is like true. I thought it was just like one of those things where.
See, I don't actually think it is though, because I had two boys and I carried them totally different.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe
it's a vibe you're giving off.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. We did have a psychic tell us we were having a boy that was going to have blue eyes.
Yeah.
And our son had blue eyes. And neither one of us had blue eyes.
I honestly get scared to go to psychic.
I didn't go to one. I was at Disney World.
We were just in Disney World and we met this girl.
She was on the bus with us.
She was very nice on the bus with us, and she just told us.
She's like, you're going to have a boy with blue eyes. We're like, funny.
And we're like, that's funny because like, I have dark brown eyes.
Yeah, brown eyes. I have green hazel eyes. Neither one of us has blue eyes. Yeah, he does.
What are yours?
Did you just ask what mine are?
Like dark or like hazel?
Oh my gosh, Kian.
Kian, tell me your girlfriend's eyes, eye color right now.
I just told him. Oh, you know what? I do know one thing. Right. She does have dark eyes, but she wears contacts that are a little tinted. All right, I didn't want to speak anymore.
This is
going to
be great because we want to do a YouTube video. No,
she instantly cuts me off when I get it right. She's like,
you know what? Wait. No, we're going to do a YouTube video after this podcast, and it's who knows their partner better. Unmarried or married, and Ayla, he's already failing at just my
eye color.
You wear colored
contacts.
I have brown eyes, Kian. It's just the outer part of it.
Take those contacts out. She has dark brown, but she wears like a
he's
little.
Like, I'm gonna fact check this.
Yeah, she wears like little tinted, like
a little tint.
Little tinted.
It's basically brown contacts for brown eyes.
Okay.
It's a weird thing. I saw it. So I've had contacts my whole life. Not my whole life, since I was like 14, 15. And one time I went into my optometrist and they were like, oh, we have these new contacts. They're like, if you, they basically enhance your color. And I was like, that's cool. Like, I want to try that. So I did. And I got these contacts that they're brown contacts for brown eyes. And Kia's like, well, maybe you don't have brown eyes.
She has brown eyes. So if we had a baby that had blue eyes.
It could happen. My dad has the bluest eyes in the entire world. Like, they're like this blue.
It's funny, looking at Kian's eyes right now, I'm like, I can't even make out your eye color. Like, your eyes look almost black.
I don't have any pupils. It's just one big pupil.
Well, I've been told that, too.
I don't even see your pupils.
Really?
I don't.
Really? I can see, there's like a little dot in your eyeball.
I can't see that.
Oh, do it towards the camera.
Can you see that? I'm freaking out now. I don't have any pupils. Yeah, yours are dark, but I just feel like mine are like midnight. Yours are like a 7:38.
Oh,
yeah. Mine are like, oh my god, I might not have any pupils. Yeah.
Do people always ask you guys when you're getting married?
Yes.
Oh, especially now.
Especially now that you have a baby.
Comments and
is
stuff.
That why you hesitated a little bit when I was like, how did your family react? Because like, was anybody in your family like one of you guys to like get married before you had
kids? My mom
is
not before. Well, I feel my mom, the second she found out we were pregnant, she's like, so you're gonna get married, right? And we were like, no. And then she kind of was like, you have to get married. But her reasoning was more because she wanted us to be on insurance
for like tax reasons.
And she
I don't want to get like not forced into marriage, right? Like, right. I just don't want to get married for the wrong reasons. Like, oh, it's going to save us a lot of.
I feel like we should stop saying for the wrong reasons, because it's not like we're holding off on marriage because it's wrong. Like,
but having someone be like, you should get married now because you have a son. You should get married because tax benefits. It's like,
right.
Well,
we
I'm not getting
be,
married
we didn't want to be pressured
like,
into something that, like,
tax
we
benefits
didn't agree on.
This is my wife. She saves money on taxes with me.
You guys do live in the state of California, which I'm pretty sure has, like, some of the highest taxes
I know.
In
that's
the country.
What, yes. Yeah, so the marriage thing. And then with my parents, like, they split when I was 8. Love my parents. They're, like, they can be in the same room now, and they're great. Yeah. But, like, they split. Like, I don't have any great memories of my parents being married and like it being like this great grand thing. I don't know. So
and then my parents started going through a split recently. I mean, like, they're back together now, but it was kind of like they were literally inches away from signing divorce papers. Mm. But then they decided to like work it out. So I think for us, I was telling him too, it's kind of like lately, and I might just be because I'm pregnant, I've been feeling more of, and I don't know how to explain it, but this is the best way I can do it, is I'm not in this need to get like married right now, sign paperwork and be like, this is it. The deed is done. We're officially together. But it's hard for me to tell people like, oh, my boyfriend, because to me now that we're having a baby together, he's more to me than my boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's not someone that like I would easily just let out of my life or call it quits. Like I would, we would work on it. We would fight for our relationship. We would like, you know, we're in a more committed state.
I'm baby daddy now.
Yeah, but I don't want to call you baby daddy. That sounds so terrible.
You need a baby daddy t-shirt.
You're my girlfriend and baby mama.
So I told him recently that I want to be engaged for the rest of my life.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, that would be so cute.
And now he's like, so you're going to break my bank account.
No, she wants a ring, and every morning I wake up.
Oh, you want the ring now.
Every morning I wake up, I can't breathe. And she's like, so look at this cute one I was talking about. She even got a fake ring for a video. Yeah,
so funny.
She's in my grill.
Here's the thing. When we got married, so like we were young, right? So like we didn't have any money.
I'm not even wearing mine right now.
Oh my, you're not wearing your ring? I'm actually wearing a silicone ring.
I've heard a lot of good things about that.
We had no money, so the ring that I got Abby wasn't a real diamond. It was moissanite, which is actually more ethical because it's not like
the... I actually love those ones, which is weird because they're shinier.
They're so brilliant. Like it's very sparkly.
I love them.
And she picked it out as the first one she saw in the store, and she's like, that's the
one. It was like boyfriends. He was the first boyfriend I had.
Yeah, first
girlfriend. So I picked him, and then the same ring. I just didn't want to waste my time.
My point is, like, when you said breaking the bank, like, you could get a ring for $5. Literally, my ring is $5.
I want everyone to know on the podcast. I told him that it can be super fake.
I want to do a brand deal for a ring. Give me a ring.
Do a brand deal. I don't even care. Just get me one.
I'll do a brand deal. Like, look, I got this. I just have to promote it.
That's fine.
And now, thank you so much to K Jewelers for sponsoring my wife. Or whatever.
I love when he messes up. It's so
honestly,
cute.
Though, K Jewelers.
Or my fiance.
Baby mama, remember?
My baby mama.
Dude, honestly though, we've actually done a brand deal with K Jewelers, and they're really easy to work with. So if you work with them, that would be
maybe as a push as a push present.
As a push present, you propose.
It's either that.
All of this pressure only makes him go farther in not doing it. Let me tell you,
Ken
works the opposite way.
Oh, it has
way.
To be his idea.
Yeah. It's either that or a golf cart.
My God.
I recently been thinking a golf cart sounds great.
Wouldn't a golf cart be great for both of us?
Bro.
We can only ride it in our neighborhood. There's literally, you can't go out into the street.
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Wait, bro, Slurpees? You get 7-Eleven Slurpees?
Oh, that was
like
a craving
inches
for,
away from it.
I love them.
That was a craving for her for a little bit.
When we lived in Hawaii, there was 7-Eleven a minute from our house, and I would go all the time.
It's just unsafe to live that close to a 7-Eleven. Like, oh my God, 7-Eleven, all the possibilities are endless.
Do they have sushi? Wait, do they have sushi at your 7-Eleven? I'm getting off subject.
There's no way you guys beat that sushi.
Oh, I like their sushi.
I can't
no
do that.
Way. Yes. Guys, come on. You're telling me you actually ate the sushi at 7-Eleven?
Oh, of course. We'll eat anything. We really will eat anything.
We did a whole video eating only 7-Eleven for 24 hours, and then our camera wasn't working, so we had to refilm the whole thing. So we did it twice.
No audio for the whole thing.
We didn't have audio in the first video, so we had to film that video two times.
What was the worst thing you had?
Oh man!
You're like,
your stomach
I will never
just
eat again.
Like kill you after.
Yes, but there is good stuff though. You have to know how to look for it.
Oh. Like what about the roller taquito thing?
Yeah.
Oh, like they're chicken wings.
Oh man,
okay. The taquito's not bad, honestly.
I don't imagine it tasting
that's my
bad. I just imagine my stomach hating me after for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that does definitely.
Yeah, that's what I'd be scared of.
Okay, we're getting off subject proposing. Okay, so you but this
no,
has
you
to
can't
be
talk
your
about
idea.
It because then he's not.
Oh
he's not.
Shoot,
shutting that's down.
We shutting down. He just powered off on the podcast.
Sorry, Keith, power back on for this.
See, we did things like. As like traditionally as you could do it.
Really?
We literally didn't live together till we got married.
Yeah.
Okay.
We dated.
Yeah, we are so opposite
we
compared
waited.
To them, isn't that
we're
weird?
We're doing it backwards.
We got pregnant and then moved in together.
Do you
had
feel
to.
Like, I feel like maybe because you're in LA, it's a little different, but especially like where we're from in the Midwest, like do you feel like people being like,
absolutely.
Questioning you even here?
Absolutely.
Really?
Not here, but like not even my family, but I just know like the traditional route. The traditional route of like there's kind of like not a checklist, but there's kind of like steps to do it in. Right. And we skip steps and we're doing, you know, step number 7 and step number 1, like switch. We're just doing it kind of almost backwards. And for sure, it's not like the traditional way or the right way to do things. So we're for sure getting like asked and like, is marriage coming up? And
but it is kind of cool that like we can show people that like even if it's not the traditional way, everyone is different, you know, and we are it's working. Like totally. We're still doing great. You know, and like
go team
hurt.
Well, you punched with the back of your wrist. What?
But like, it's worked for us. And I mean, yeah, the only thing that Kian still has to do is, you know, take your time. But eventually,
you think wedding is down the road?
Not even a wedding. Just marriage. I just want to be engaged.
Okay. I get you a ring.
Oh, just engaged.
I just want ring something pop. More yeah. than we're boyfriend girlfriend. I want something that's like
fiance.
Yeah.
I get you a ring. You get me a golf cart.
Fine.
Sweet. That would be awesome. Hey, that's untraditional, hey, but
great what compromise. If I agree to that?
Great compromise, everybody.
I mean, really?
You're also putting on a ring too, though.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
You are putting one on. Yeah, because
you have to propose to me then.
Hey, try this one on.
Yeah,
this
you have to. Whoa, I'm going to be married to Abby?
It's silicone. That's yeah. I like that one because it's not uncomfy.
That looks good on you.
It's silicone. I actually.
Does that make you feel some type of way?
I just love seeing it because, like, it's just, I don't know.
Like, are you, like, scared of the idea of marriage?
Of commitment?
Of, like,
I mean, I'd be lying if I said no. I get scared of, like, I'm just, like, kind of a realistic person in the sense that I
you can just toss just, it.
I love him so much and I want to be with him forever. But, like, what if that's not true? Like, what if we...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so hard. Like, I just get... Because then I watched my parents. My parents were together for 30 years and they literally wanted to do a divorce.
Yeah. Well, that's why they call it the big question because it's
you just never know.
Big thing.
And what's sad is, like, people that, this sounds so sad, but people get divorced, like, they never got married thinking they would divorce one day.
Right.
Right? Like,
you don't get married to be like, ooh, one day we're going to divorce.
Like, they obviously meant it. They obviously, like, were fully in on that. So it's sad that, like, that happens, but I don't know. I think, like, even the people that it does happen to, I would, maybe I'm wrong, but I would probably say that most of them probably would say that they made the best decision they did in that moment. And maybe they learned or something.
100%.
Maybe things went south, but I don't know. You make so many decisions in life with so many unknowns, and like hindsight is 20/20, but you don't know what the freak you're doing when you're just figuring it out.
My dad,
exactly,
not always told me, but for sure has told me multiple times. I don't know if it's a good thing to tell your son, but he'd always told me my dad's very traditional.
Yeah.
But he's always said, like, what do you know what the number one leading cause of divorce is? And I was like, oh my God, like, that's a huge question.
He made you want to never do it.
He's like, what's the leading cause of divorce? And I was like, I don't know. Cheating? He's like, marriage. And I was like, oh okay.
His dad is, we should not talk about what your dad has
love
told
my dad,
you.
But
your dad
not,
is amazing and he's so funny, but he's
not
very
a good,
against traditional life.
There's not a good, but he got married and had five beautiful kids, like loved my mom for 13 years. Like, it was great.
But now I feel like when you talk to him, he would just say how,
because,
you know,
he's his own person and he's getting older, but like, there's no perfectly painted picture for me.
Yeah.
I have to paint something myself.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of hard making these decisions based off of nothing. Like, me making my own decisions and, like, I don't know, it's just scary. It's a scary world road to navigate.
It's crazy. Abby shared this TikTok with me, like, a couple years ago, and I love it. And what it said is, like, being single is hard and being married is hard, so choose your hard. Or maybe it was more about maybe it was about fitness. I don't know. Maybe it was like, working out every day is really hard, and also like being overweight is hard, so choose your hard. And so it's like, life is hard no matter what.
Yeah.
So you have to just choose one.
It's like, you pick your struggle.
That's the thing about life is, unfortunately, no matter what your circumstances, rich or poor or I don't know, like whatever situation you're in, like it's going to be hard. And so you just get to choose that. But,
and we're like, also we're very, you know, and you can agree to this too. It's not like we are 100% never going to get married. Yeah. Like, we've always said we might change our mind down the line. Huh?
B.
Well, okay. Yeah. Kian's like, no, just kidding.
No.
No. It's but a joke. we really, like, we've always said if something changes down the line, it changes down the line. Obviously, my mind has changed a little bit differently. I'm still scared to get fully married and, like, sign paperwork and do all that stuff. I want to show people more that we're, like, committed in a way that, you know, that's why I want the engagement. But I think it's just because we've seen stuff from our families. So, like, have you guys, are your parents both together married?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy so how you guys had that upbringing,
knowing that it can work.
Yeah.
You know, for you, I think, didn't you say your parents even tried again and it still didn't work? Yeah, so it's kind of like he saw it twice and then he's like, it just doesn't work. So, like, why would I put myself in that situation?
How about before an engagement ring, I get you a mood ring? So nope. I know how you're feeling.
That if they could actually get a mood ring that works for a husband to know
Have you gotten better at, like, deciphering what she actually means? Because, like, Abby all the time will say one thing and she means another thing.
Ava? No, still, we've been together so for 7 years.
I still can't figure her out half the time.
You act like it's so hard. Maybe I'm just an idiot. Discover it was recently, like, just playing with my hair.
He just ignores it. He knows exactly what I'm feeling and he just is like, yeah, okay.
No,
goes
I just
back to the stream room.
I just feel like I know Ayla too well. She knows me too well. So at this point, that's why I think why we don't fight anymore, like argue, because we just know, like,
what is the secret to not
fighting?
We know
what it's
anymore?
When
really
it's serious or not.
I truthfully just don't feel like I'm kind of just tired. Like, realistically, I don't want to fight with him. Like, there's a lot of times when my friends will be like, I'll say something about what Kian did, and they're like,
what?
Yeah, sorry. I'll say something about what Kian did, and they're like, oh my God, how do you not want to rip his head off?
You know what?
And I'm like, honestly, I just don't. I don't know.
That is the common theme I've seen among all couples that have been married, like, over 50 years. Matt, what does a husband always say to you?
Happy wife, yes, happy life.
Every
dude,
time.
I swear.
What rhymes with husband? Happy husband, happy... happy...
husband.
Life. Husband. Dang, I mean, bro. There's nothing for us.
He wants everything to be about him.
We don't get nothing.
I swear.
I'm going to cry again. We don't get anything.
It's so funny. I tell him all the time. I'm like, you're so lucky to have me because I don't get
and I
mad.
Voice that a lot. I'm very lucky to have Ayla.
I don't get mad a lot of times. And he's also so funny, which is really annoying because I laugh a lot.
Wait, when give me a compliment and then took it away.
He's so funny. So, like, when he does something bad, I'm laughing because he starts being funny. And then he's like, see, I made you laugh. Everything's good. And then he goes back to the stream room. He's like, we're good? Okay, bye. And then he leaves me because I'm, like, happy. But
you keep talking about streaming. I'm like, I want to try a stream with you.
No!
Like, I'm so curious what
I
this
need
is
to
like.
Stop saying
because, like, I suck at
videos. So
people would make fun of me so much because I'd be horrible. Like, mm-hmm. I probably am the worst video game player in the world.
There's only one way to get better.
No, Matt,
play
I'm worse
nonstop.
Than you.
Abby's no. Okay, if we're playing Mario Kart on the Wii, that actually is one game that we love to play Mario Kart together.
I smashed that game. I so love that game.
But the Wii remote, Abby is so good at like
no,
using
Matt,
it
no
and tilting it.
No one plays Wii anymore except for
for you with your cousins.
I don't play. So I do Switch, not Wii.
We
you play
do,
on the
we
Wii.
We do Switch sometimes. She plays. She likes it on the Wii.
I don't
That's
know
her
any
thing.
Of
you
these
play
things.
On the Wii? That came in like 2008.
That's why we really don't play video games.
Oh, you guys are like parents. They're like playing old games.
We're the
playing,
Wii.
We have
Whoa.
To get out our Atari, everyone.
Yeah. Guitar Hero, is that what you said?
No. Guitar Hero is so fun.
I loved Guitar Hero. That's the only game
actually,
I could actually
yes.
use
that
to play.
Was,
like,
had, pretty, yeah.
I had Rock Band as a kid. We got it for Christmas, and then me and my two brothers, we like one person took the drums, one person took bass, and one
okay,
person
also,
took guitar.
Okay, also, I'm going to, don't hate me, but I've been, hold, I have to pee.
Oh my
she
gosh,
has to pee.
I have to pee too, so bad.
You guys go pee.
I have to pee more than you.
Love Sorry it. To interrupt your schedule of programming, but we do have something to share with you guys. Speaking of share.
We would like you to share this podcast with your mother.
And I want you to share it with the 26th person in your contacts list.
Wow. I would like you to share it with your fur friend.
Your furry friend?
Your furry friend.
Nice.
Your hamster.
I just blanked.
Ayla froze up.
I froze up. The person in the McDonald's drive-thru line.
Dude, that'd be funny. Like, what if instead of, you know, doing what we do, which is, like, order what the people in front of us order, because we, like, make that video all over, the, like, all the time. What if it's just, like, I'm going to shout back to the person behind me, follow.
You know what? Share it with, when you go to order Postmates next time or DoorDash and it says leave a note, share it.
Yeah. Put the link in there.
That's very specific.
Share the podcast.
Plug the link of the podcast
Plug
in
the
there.
Link.
Because people need to hear these, like, awesome conversations that we're having about relationships and dating and getting married. Everybody goes through this at some point in their life, whether they make the decision, you know, to actually get married or not. They will be thinking about this at some point. Share the podcast now. Back to the episode. We are now officially back.
Yes.
Something I could totally relate to on the opposite end of like the whole marriage thing is you guys were saying you felt all this pressure like to get married and or are still feeling that. And I felt the opposite of like pressure not to get married. Because when we were young and like 19 and 20 engaged, people were like, whoa, like, why are you doing this? Like,
really?
It's funny, the manager.
Because it's so young.
Yes. Yeah. The manager at the pizza restaurant that we worked at was like, you guys should just move in together first and not get married and just like see how if it works out. And
we were like,
we don't want to do that.
Matt was way more hesitant when it was like time for us like talk about like starting a family than it was for him to get married. Like he was like,
I was all in.
So it's like the opposite.
Yeah, we're flipped.
I know, we're so flipped.
I was all in on Abby, but then it was like, whoa, we're bringing other kids into this world. Like, these are individuals that don't even exist yet. And like, you want to, like, I knew I wanted to be a dad, but like, we became parents pretty young, I would say, compared to most
Absolutely.
People. And so for you guys, like, why?
And all the responsibility is yours.
Yes.
Like, there's nobody else's. It's yours. It's
And so I guess my question is, what is it? Why did you guys feel more comfortable with having kids before marriage? Because like for me it was the exact opposite.
Well, for the marriage part, there's nothing in the world that can, it's gonna sound so cheesy, make me love her more.
Like I was really scared this was gonna go a bad way.
There's nothing that can be like, there's nothing that can like make me love her more, like prove to her that, like, I don't feel like I have to prove my love to her. Like I love her with all my heart. And like the kids thing I felt like was so easy. Not so easy, but it's like I already know I loved her and there's nobody else I would want to like start a family with. So I just knew that was going to be with her. And I felt comfortable. She makes it so easy to be like, to like want to start a family with. She's so caring. And like ever since I've known her, like the main thing she's always said she wanted to be was like a mom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time someone asks you like, what did you want to be when you grew up? You used to always say a mom.
A mom.
So yeah, aww.
I think also
I'm the lucky one.
It's like kind of, it's my, I don't know, it's, it might sound weird saying this too, but like the reason I think we are so, we know that like being parents is like what we want to do and we know that like we would be good together as parents is because like when it comes to us dealing with like each other, we love each other very much. We've been through so much. We've like had our ups and downs. We've had our breakups. We've gotten back together. We know that like when it comes to us, like there's so many different levels to our relationship. And we really don't know where things, we never know where things are going to go. Like we know we love each other more than anything in the world. We know at this point we're for sure, like we're always going to fight for each other. Like, you know, that's not a question. But when it comes to having a baby, we just both knew that married or not, we would be so good together as parents. So like we knew bringing a child into this world, he was ready. I was ready. It's something we both had agreed on. It's something that like we also know that even if Kian and I don't work out down the line, we will still be great parents. We'll still be cordial together. We will like be able to make sure that this boy has the best life.
I was going to ask, do you have like any kind of birth plan or like how are you just like, we're just going to go in for it. Baby will come. Or do you have anything, any expectations for the big day?
We for sure need to write up our birth plan, but I've kind of come to the decision lately that I think I just want Kian in the room. Mm-hmm. I know my mom is not going to be happy about
that. I
just
had Matt.
That's what we did too.
But I just want to, I want to experience like having this baby like with just Kian, like we're together, we're doing this like as like a team, and we both get to like experience him coming out for like the first time together, and then we can bring our families in. And also I get very anxious when I get too many people talking to me. So if I have Kian in one ear being like, you should do this, calm down, blah blah blah, and then I might have my mom being like, I had four kids, I know what to do, bend like this, do like, I'd be like,
plus the doctor, breathe, push,
everybody get away. So I feel like I just need him to be there to just calm me down along with the doctors and the nurses. So that's the only thing that
just me, I'm the doctor.
That's the only thing that we know so far.
There's like so many people in and out of the room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then obviously our parents can come visit us like once the baby is there. Like you can come to the hospital and like say hi and everything, but in the delivery room at the time.
How do you think you're going to feel? Are you like nervous or are you going to pass out?
Oh my God.
Fall?
Pass out, but I've talked to her about this before. Like I don't do good with blood. at all. But I feel like in that moment, I feel like it's just so much adrenaline and it's like a real life moment that I feel like I'll be able to get through it. I just, yeah. I'm not going to be able to like look and like realize what's going on.
Yeah, he'll be behind me. There's no way he can be like,
oh, you're not going to look. My birth plan is going to be holding her hand, like looking at her. You got this.
Yeah. Like, and I'll be like this. Down there.
You got this. Don't look down. Yeah.
See, Matt watched the whole thing. He even watched the whole C-section.
Very bloody. A lot of blood.
No, get this. I can't see the C-section. I was laying there and I could see in the reflection of the light.
There's no curtain.
There's a curtain, but I'm looking up at the light.
Into the light.
There's all these, like, I mean, it's a surgery. There's all these, like, intense lights and there's a plastic thing around
it. You watched?
Yes, I did. Not the whole thing, but, like, I'd keep peeking up and be like, wow, that's crazy. There's, like, her belly.
Oh, he would not.
You saw, like, organs and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. No. We need to stop this podcast.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to go, like, whoa. He is
very, very queasy when it comes to blood.
Do you think you're going
to
cry when he comes out?
Yes.
Probably. How quick do you do... skin to skin as the father?
With the C-section, it wasn't as quickly. Like, I actually had to be like, okay, can I, like, do the skin to skin thing?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
I feel like I should probably do that. And they're like, oh, yeah, you can do skin to skin. But nobody told me, like, all right, it's time for skin to skin.
For it.
Like,
oh,
you
had to ask for it.
You kind of have to advocate for yourself in the hospital.
For both the babies, you guys had to do that?
A little bit. It really depends on the hospital dictates a lot. Like, it depends on the hospital that you're at. And,
so maybe that's why it's good to come in with a little bit of a plan, because we didn't really have one, and then we were kind of just like, you guys want to tell us what to do? But then they kind of go based off of you a little bit.
Well, that's good to know, because I knew that, like, when you have the baby, it goes straight to the mother.
Right.
I didn't know.
Right?
Like,
I didn't either time, because both were kind of different.
Okay. So it just depends on the health of the baby and what's going on?
It kind of just depends on how the end of the birth goes. Like, okay. I think most of the time, like, right to mom.
Right.
Like, I got Griffin pretty quick. It was different because I was getting, like, stitched back up for, like, 40 minutes with our second. So, they put his face right next to mine, which was really sweet.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the videos. Okay.
I just didn't know. Like, I knew that was kind of the traditional thing is, like, straight to mom. I didn't know dads did the skin-to-skin. So, I recently found that out. And now that I'm finding out that it's, like, not even the hospital does it right away, you kind of have to say, you kind of have to, like, come on, like, let's get to it. Now I know that step. Like, if that doesn't happen to us, I know, like, okay, just ask.
He did skin to skin first with Griffin.
Yeah. Well, you're getting stitched up for a while because you tore.
Yeah. Crazy things happen.
I'm very excited. I want to do skin to skin. I'm going to walk into that hospital shirtless.
Yeah.
The whole weekend.
Could be
days.
A weekend.
I'm just going to be there shirtless.
Yeah. I don't like wearing a shirt.
A weekend getaway.
I'm gonna be in there shirtless.
I'm so excited for you guys. Truly, like,
we're really excited too. And it's cool that, like, we get to see you guys and do this, like, right before we're about to have a baby. Yeah, so then, like, probably we'll see you again soon because we're gonna do a YouTube video. But after that, we'll see you with a baby. Because, like,
next time we're on the pod, we'll have a baby. Have you ever had a baby on the podcast?
Never.
Save it.
Save it for
actually,
your
we
kid.
Did. We had our baby. Your baby was wrapped up. Our baby was wrapped up to Abby. So we filmed an episode.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but that's fine. You haven't had a second, like, not your baby. A guest baby.
Never had a guest baby on the
save
podcast.
It.
I was going to ask. We talked about this earlier, but you haven't decided on a name yet.
No name.
We have three in the running.
Put
but
them
we're
in a hat and just draw one.
We have three great names, and I love all of them, but people have their opinions, and then we keep going back and forth. Like, is that too, like,
if you love it, I'm going to tell everybody else who's listening to this podcast, if you love a name, you and your partner, don't tell anybody, because we loved this one name, and we were so set on it,
it was
and then
Key
everyone
and
else didn't, yeah.
and,
everyone else didn't like it, and now
wait, that's sad.
It changed
wait,
our
that is
opinion,
really sad.
And I feel like it's hard. We honestly might still do it, but...
Yeah. But we keep going back and forth. Like, is it too basic of a name? Is it something that's like, what if it's something that we're thinking, well, this is what I've been going back and forth on. It's like, is it something that I think is cool now that in 5 years, I think is like a not cool
Here's
name?
Here's the thing. I feel like once you know your son as that name, I feel like you'll never question it.
He
like,
makes the name.
Like
not
once
the name
it's,
makes
especially
him.
5 years down the line, you'll be like, yeah. I would never call him anything else.
Right, right. Like, they make their name.
Yes, yeah. They, like, fit into it.
I have heard, though, of a mom who changed her kid's name a year after they were born.
A year after?
Yeah. There's like,
yeah,
you know
me
what?
Too,
that's,
actually.
That's not the right name, and they just change it. So you
could
always do that.
That's the minority, though. That's, like, 0.1%.
I just want to be going through something, like, mentally, where I'm like, ooh, this is a cool name. Like, I just thought of this, and it's a cool name. It's, like, something silly, and then, like, a year down the line, I'm like, why did I do that?
Yeah, there were kids in high school where you're like, your parents What were they doing around the time?
That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Like, I don't know. I don't want to call anyone out, but especially nowadays, like, there's some crazy names just being thrown around, and you're like, all right. Yeah, so I just, I don't want to.
I feel like we don't get it. No, well, okay, okay, off the podcast,
okay, we'll talk about it off the podcast.
I don't want to get into that.
No, please.
All right, we'll talk about it off the podcast.
I'm going to let him say his piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, what were you saying, Keenan?
Yeah, no names.
I just don't, yeah. Don't say any names. Names are a huge, huge thing that I just don't like. It's the biggest thing we're dealing with right now, and especially that we're getting close to having the baby. We're kind of freaking out.
So much pressure.
It's like the first decision you make for your kid. That's huge.
And yeah. I think about names, and then sometimes you categorize names together. Like, you're like, oh, well, if this name, I always associate with this behavior.
That's another thing.
Since it's your first kid, you're kind of setting the tone for future children.
Right.
You can't have like a really common name and then like a crazy wacky name and then like a but
it's the hardest thing ever, and I really did not think it was going to be this hard, but it is so hard.
Pick it before you get really hormonal after the baby comes.
Oh yeah, well we for sure have to have it. Like I told Kian, like we need to sign the paperwork at the hospital. We're not changing after the hospital, but like I kind of just want to see him.
You get your birth certificate at the hospital?
Okay, wait. Actually, get this. You have to go pick it up, and we've never picked up either one of our.
Oh my gosh, that makes us sound like horrible parents. Yeah, we don't have either
birth certificate. We have
socials.
They mail that right away, but they make you pick up the birth certificate.
That's why this is called the Unplanned Podcast.
Are they holding?
I couldn't tell you where because I haven't gone to get it.
We need to go. Yeah,
you have to. Right?
I know, I'm going to go and get both of them, I guess.
Interesting.
I wonder if they're holding them and they're like, they're like, dust out spider webs.
Like, these irresponsible parents have never.
There's probably plenty of parents.
It's so embarrassing.
It's fine.
Ugh. It's not good.
We'll figure that part out, but yeah.
I feel like we have to go to, like, the courthouse.
Also, by the
way, you guys go there. You guys can go. Hey,
can you pick up ours?
We could go. We can go to the courthouse together. You guys can get married. We'll get our birth certificate.
Honestly, yeah. We're like, hey, what the heck?
Hey.
What
are you doing here? You know what's weird, Matt? They keep saying we signed the paperwork, which, like, obviously we did that. But do you have any recollection of signing paperwork?
I think we officially signed the paperwork. Like,
what if we're not actually married?
Like the official was like, come over here, you guys. And we're just like, oh, he's like, sign here. All right, you're good. And we're like back on the dance floor. Like, it was like so quick.
So you kind
of was that night?
Yeah, we signed it that night.
She doesn't even remember.
You signed more paperwork buying a car, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of paperwork. A car. No, like, house, a car.
We signed so many things for a house.
Bro, you just keep signing pages. You don't even know what the freak that
it
says.
I guess to get married, I think it's just one signature. So.
Yeah.
Okay. It's so weird to me. That's insane.
And it can be like literally, do you have to pay money to get the marriage paperwork?
Why do I have
free.
No recollection
have
of the
no
paperwork?
Idea. I'm going to say it's free.
You're like, but like, actually not married.
It's free.
We might not be married.
We're 100, Abby, we're married. We're legally married.
Whoa.
What if it was like $10 just to get married?
I don't know. I'm guessing
it's
not.
Yeah, but
then
it's like thousands of dollars to get divorced.
Literally.
Yeah. Well, it's just all the, I'm sure you could do a cheap divorce and like not have lawyers involved, but then one of the partners, if it was a messy divorce, could like screw the other person over. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, which is probably why you guys aren't getting married.
There's just a lot. Yeah. There's
Do
a
you
lot.
Know that technically our house is just in Matt's name? So therefore, if he were to divorce me, he could take everything.
That's not true though. Because
look, they're both like so concerned.
It's not true because of the state.
Because it's like we're more like, oh yeah, we're for sure going in on a house together. We're for sure signing together more than we're like, yeah, marriage. I don't know if we can sign that.
Yeah, we're already talking about getting a house together. We're way backwards.
We're so backwards.
That's hilarious.
It's insane.
No, but the state that we live in though, it's like a 50-50 state with marriage. So like why'd you Google this?
What's a prenup?
I just knew.
Prenup is like
you don't know
if
what
you
that is?
Want to protect, like,
I'm not
say
married.
Someone's
protect
really
your
rich.
Yeah, say someone's like a billionaire and they marry somebody who's not a billionaire.
He's
like,
what if
I
you're
sure...
$100,000 million? Can you still sign a prenup?
You probably
a thousandaire.
Basically, it's just to make sure that you're at, like, one that people have their assets protected, right?
Yeah.
So if someone, like, I don't know, thought maybe someone
was
marrying
this. Why are you saying assets? Can you just say money?
Their money is protected.
Yeah, I see.
It's like, honestly.
Does everyone have to sign one if you get married?
No, we didn't do a prenup.
Because we had no money.
Oh. You're like, should we do it?
Literally, we combined our finances because we were both like literally 20 and we had no money. So everyone was like, you guys combined your bank accounts when you guys were not even engaged. And we're like, yeah, because it was about $500 in there. I don't know what we had.
Yeah, well, honestly, I mean, I feel like that's kind of the only thing we've done on track is we both have our own bank accounts, and then we recently have a joint account now.
Yeah.
And nice. That's all of our work that we do together is now for our joint account. So it's kind of like we're learning how to share money and do all that. And then we're evenly going to go in the house, our next house together. Oh, so cool. Like we're kind of starting in like, I feel like that's our only on track.
You don't want to buy it just yourself?
Nope. Okay. Nope.
Oh, let him move in.
Yeah. Please. Let you move in. Yeah, no.
Matt kindly let me move into his house.
That's so nice of you.
Matt kindly let me move in.
Ayla is your landlord.
I'm paying her mortgage.
Oh, Kian would not last in the house if I was just the landlord.
Yeah, why are you shitting now? Get up.
Yeah, you would not want that,
you
Kian.
Have to put down a security deposit. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You wouldn't want that.
Anyway, sure, I'm so excited for you guys. Yeah. Thank you.
Kian and Ayla, thank you guys for coming on the Unplanned Podcast. If you haven't already checked them out on YouTube, they have a Kian and Ayla YouTube channel. You can also find them. I think you guys have individual channels.
Wait, is it going to be
Instagram?
Are you changing it then to Diary of Three?
So we have I have like my own channel that I do, and I post like basically like updates on like my life being pregnant, blah, blah, blah. Kian does have a channel, but he doesn't really post on it anymore. He has his K&J channel that he posts every Friday.
Ah.
That's his one that he's been doing with his friend for
10
forever.
Different channels.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And then he has like a video. Yeah. We don't even forget
Kian's side. You're a streamer.
Yeah.
You play video games and stream it.
It's too much.
And people watch that.
Too much going on.
You get paid to play video games, essentially.
Yes. Ayla doesn't like that.
That's crazy, though.
Every time I go in there, it was like, you're going in there to play Fortnite. I'm like, but
you're like, I'm making money, babe. Yeah.
I know. I love it in the sense that like it's cool that he gets to like be, you know, be a part of his, like he gets to talk to his fans, like, you know.
Yeah.
But it's the gaming part. Anyway, we don't have to get into that. But yeah, we have multiple channels. If you could find one, there's multiple. Yeah. So
very cool.
Yes. Well, yeah. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Real quick, I wanted to shout out Wander for letting us stay at this beautiful home. We're in Malibu right now. This is not our house. I'm
this
sure you guys know.
This is a very
that.
Nice house.
I'll have to show you the view. We're literally staring at the ocean right now in Malibu. It's beautiful.
I've glanced over a couple times.
I need to check out Wander myself.
I know. And it's a smart home. It comes with the Tesla. Every Wander house comes with the Tesla. And
huh? That's the thing that blows
Isn't
my
that
mind.
Cool? You just get to, it's a free Tesla with the house while
the
house, you stay there.
The car's just there for you.
What?
Insane.
Isn't that cool?
Insane.
Okay, whoa.
I'll have to give you guys their contacts. I'm sure
so
I'm
so
sure
many
you
cool locations. One in Tahoe. They have yes. one in Bandon, Oregon.
We've stayed at the gosh. One in Oregon.
Surfside Beach.
Blew me away. The one in Oregon was, I did not know what to expect. And it was the prettiest
it was the best.
House
Wander.
Ever.
We went on a baby moon in Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree.
Please
sick.
Send me their contact.
Vail. We went snowboarding Please. In Vail. We did a vlog of that trip. And wow. Yeah.
That sounds
we
bougie.
All go on a snowboarding trip. Get yeah. our babies on
we
a
should go to the Lake Tahoe one. We I'll go snowboarding.
I love
oh,
Lake Tahoe.
We have a couple. We can do that stuff now.
With what? A newborn knows how to snowboard? See, there's no way.
What? I'll hold him. I'll strap him to me.
I want to get him a little board.
Get a little ski suit.
No, but this is cool now. We have a... He's moving so much. We have a couple. We don't have anyone
have
to do this.
Friends?
Well, we have couple friends.
We don't have any
babies.
Mom and dad friends.
Yeah.
Oh,
we don't
nice.
Have mom and dad
okay,
friends.
Okay, well, we'll be your first.
Let's go. So
That'll
awesome.
Be fun.
Well,
baby play dates.
Yes.
Baby play dates. And as always, now this is where we say peace out, dudes.
Oh,
this
okay. Like, okay, so we say one, two, like, three, peace out, dudes.
We might be exactly. cutting this bit at some point.
Okay.
We can do audio three.
We've threatened.
Nope.
Do it in your voice.
Okay. What do you say? Peace out, dudes?
Wait, yeah. Yeah. Well, I was thinking, like, should we do their bit? Because they always do the...
Let's do it. Let's do it. She has never done it. She hates it.
Wait, what do you say again?
Audio three.
Yeah, because no one can say that.
I don't even know why I do that.
I don't know why.
Wait, ODO3?
ODO3 yeah. out.
ODO3 out.
I don't know why I do that. I don't know. Because I think actually Liver King does it. He goes, Liver King, oh.
Wait,
so I do that way. Okay.
Just lead us
why
in
don't
it.
Why you boys do
Kian,
it?
It's you.
Yeah, me and Abby will do it.
No, come on. Everybody has to do
okay,
it.
Fine.
Here we go.
Ayla, this is the first. I'm going to watch you.
I'm just going to do it minimal.
That's like,
minimal.
Three,
minimal. Yeah. Here we go. Ready? Three.
How are you ending it? Thanks for watching.
Thank you
Appreciate
for watching,
you
guys.
Go visit Wander.
Subscribe.
And as we always say,
we all said that so bad.
Let's go.